Are you looking for a Columbus car dealership built on tradition and trust? Buyers Auto, family-owned since 1897, offers top new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit us or shop online at buyersauto.com. Buyers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
Hello, welcome to the Magic Musicals and Theatre Podcast, and today I am going to be talking to Matthew Croke, our new Aladdin. And if you are a musical theatre fan, then why not listen to some of the other episodes in the series? Well, welcome to the Magic Musicals and Theatre Podcast. I'm sitting in the dressing room of Matthew Croke. Do you like to be Matt or Matthew?
I really don't mind. So
you don't mind?
Whatever you prefer.
Well, I'll keep it fairly formal. This is a very smart dressing room. We're in the bowels of the Prince Edward Theatre. It's very smart. It looks like it's been newly done up compared to some of the dressing rooms I've found myself in this series of podcasts. It's very nice in here, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I love it. When I first came into the room, just around the corner, obviously, as you came in, it's just kind of where I get ready. And I was like, oh, this is nice. Get my own toilet, get my own shower. Really nice. And then the company manager was like, and then obviously you can come through to this bit. And I was like, you're having a laugh. Can't believe it.
Yeah. She got a telly.
Really nice. Yeah, I actually brought my own. I brought my telly from home. That was going spare, but
it's
they were
a
very
big
kind
telly.
Of put it up for me.
And a drink cabinet.
A fridge. Yeah. Yeah. That I get to.
Right now, use. You won't know this, but I always start my podcast, my interviews, with a little gift for my. No, you don't get all of these.
Okay.
And sometimes they don't survive the journey very well, but they are fresh. They were only bought about an hour ago.
Wow, what are
from
they?
Gemma's Cupcakes. They're mini cupcakes.
Oh, nice!
You get to choose two.
Thank you,
Sarah and I, my producer. Wowzers. We get the other ones. So, oh, they have
Ooh,
survived.
Wow, look at them.
So these are unicorn cupcakes with meringue and I think some jam in them, and that's cookies and cream.
Well, I'll just
so
take one of each.
Take
if that's
a,
all right.
You're very
Fantastic,
welcome, and Sarah and I will battle it out for the others. But they
thank you.
That's the best, actually, survival story of the cupcakes I think I've ever had, because they are completely in one piece. I've got them out before, and they've been battered about and dropped on the floor.
Put them very good
but
in your backpack.
Yours are whole. So the reason we're here, of course, is that you are playing Aladdin. If I might say, you look very Aladdin-y.
Do I?
Yeah. You look exactly like Aladdin ought to look.
Oh, good.
Is that,
that's good to
is that how... did you have to dye your... I mean, you've got dark curly hair.
Yeah.
Did you always have dark curly hair, or is that...
I have, yeah. This is just my hair, as it is.
Is it? That's lucky, then.
When I was younger and doing other shows, I'd never had my hair quite so long. So I didn't really know it was as curly as this.
It's very curly, sort of. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, and in my last job before I started this, it was Annie Getty Gunn at the Sheffield Crucible. And I was one of the cowboys, so they were like, you know, kind of a bit scruffier and just like kind of asked if I could grow my hair a little bit. And the longer it got, the curlier it got. And then I got my audition through for Aladdin, and I was like, I think the curly hair might... look quite good, so I went there with the curly hair, and obviously now I'm sat here talking to you.
Yeah, no, you see, perfect Aladdin. The only thing is, obviously, you are clothed, which in Aladdin, basically, it's a waistcoat, isn't it?
Well, yeah, not basically, definitely.
It's a waistcoat, just a waistcoat. Well, it's not just a waistcoat, some trousers.
Got some trousers
but
on
yes,
as well, yeah.
But so, obviously, you've got a look quite kind of ripped.
Yeah.
Like, are you working out?
Well, I was
this?
Very like aware of that. I obviously, with the show being in London last year, I knew that the Aladdin costume was just that. So leading up to the show, once I got the offer, I had about three months waiting to start rehearsals, and so I was very aware of it then, and I was hitting the gym a lot and kind of getting my fitness up, knowing that it was going to be very demanding. But I've got to say, as soon as I started the show itself, I mean, you can wring my costumes out at the end of every show, and it's a marathon in itself. So when I've got the days free now, when I'm on a one-show day especially, the thought of going to the gym is just kind of like the last thing I want to do, knowing that I'm going to come and do the show. So, yeah, as I say, leading up to it, I was working out a lot, and I think the show actually is
that's keeping
a great
you.
Workout anyway.
So it's keeping you there.
With the
muscles.
So. I think that's so. Just about.
And this really is... this is your first big break, isn't it? Because you've done lots and lots of understudying and lots of being in other musicals, but this is your first lead in the West End.
So how
exciting was it to get that?
Honestly, I still can't get used to it, and I can't explain how it felt when I got that call to say that I was going to be Aladdin in Disney's Aladdin in the West End. Even to say that now, it gives me them like butterflies in my stomach. It's crazy to think that I'm playing Aladdin here at the Prince Edward Theatre, but... Yeah, as you said, for 10 years actually, I'd left college 10 years ago, playing, understudying and playing lots of different roles, but this is the biggest one, and I've got to say the most exciting. It's a dream.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't go backwards from here, because now you're known as, I think that's what happens, seriously though, you know, you're known as the Juve lead then.
Uh-huh.
So it's not like, oh well, he was Aladdin, now let's make him understudy something else.
No,
no, now you just go from lead to lead to lead.
Well, fingers crossed, but if not, yeah. I'm just enjoying my time here. Yeah. It genuinely is a dream to play Aladdin. I've got lots of things in my mind of what parts I would like to play. When I started college, I kind of, as an adult, started to think what I'd like to do. But this is actually a childhood dream. Before I kind of professionally started training and things like that, the film was my favourite film ever. And I just used to dream that they'd make it into a musical one day. So, do you know what I mean?
You
so
wanted
as
to
a
play
kid,
a cartoon,
it was always kind
you?
Of a dream of mine to come and play Aladdin. So,
were there other cartoons that you wanted to play?
Well, when I saw Toy Story, Woody was one as well, but that's not a musical yet, so who knows?
Well, no. You never know. I've known people who've had crushes on Thunderbirds. You know, it's fine. It really is. Now, your relationship with Jade in this,
yes.
Very important. Did you know her before?
I didn't. No, I didn't. The first time we met was on the photo shoot for the new pictures when they announced the new cast, and we got on straight away, and I just knew that we were going to have a ball together. Like, we really do have a really good time on stage together, and off stage we get on really well. She's great.
Yeah, well, if you want to listen to another podcast, of course you can look yes. it up on the internet, because we've talked to Jade all about this. Let's talk about the flying carpet, because obviously that happened. You do fly on a carpet. Tell me you really do.
We really, really do.
It's just, it's real, isn't
it's
it?
Absolutely.
So there
real.
Is a flying carpet, a carpet that flies. Mm-hmm. I don't want to know how it works. It just, it's because it's real, because it's magic.
Disney know how to make magic happen, and they do.
And it, every night. And
every
it just,
single night.
Every night that magic happens.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to see that. Now, you were born in Sheffield.
Yes.
Born and bred in Sheffield. Mm-hmm. From a musical family?
Well, not my parents, but my sister started dancing classes when she was very young. And then my brother actually started going, who were both older than me, and he didn't like it. But then when he left, I thought, well, I'll give it a go, because my mum was still going, taking my sister 3 or 4 times a week. And I just took to it and really enjoyed it. And at this particular dancing school that I went to, the dancing teacher very much focused on the musical theatre side of things as well. It wasn't just ballet classes and jazz classes and just dancing. I did lots of different things, and I was introduced to different companies as well, so like amateur productions for kids and young adults and things. So I did lots of things growing up in Sheffield. So I say not my parents, but because my sister went to theatre school, so did I.
And then, so you went then after these classes, which were just after school or whatever, or Saturday mornings, then you went to train at Lane, was it?
Lane Theatre Arts in Epsom, when I was 16. So looking back now, I
thought... sticks from Sheffield all the way down to Epsom.
Yeah, at that age, I remember saying bye to my mum and dad on the drive the first time they dropped me off at this this lady's house. You know, I didn't know this. You're going to stay with families, especially when you're that age, when you move to go to stage school. And I just remember like seeing them drift away on this off this lady's drive, and I was like, I don't even know this family. And looking back now, I was, you know, very, very young. At the time, I didn't realise it, but... yeah, it was a massive thing back then. But then 3 years, the best 3 years of my life at Lane Theatre Arts. It was great.
Right. And then when you came out of that, were you in work straight away?
Or? I was very lucky, yeah. I don't know if you remember, but Grease the musical had a big revival in the West End about 10 years ago in 2007. And I was part of the ensemble in that production in the West End.
Oh, so that was quick then. So you didn't have a long waiting around time to get yourself started then?
No, actually, I think I had to leave college just a couple of months early to be in that show. So yeah.
And were there other Lane students in it, or just you?
I think. Oh no, there was, but just not from my year. So I think I knew a couple of the people, a couple of other people that had graduated 2 or 3 years before me. Right. So I knew them as part of my training, but not from my year.
And then you were in London, and you've never left.
No,
well, you've gone to do regional.
I've done regional things, and I had spent a great year on West Side Story in the UK tour, and that was a massive thing for me. I understudied the role of Tony, the lead guy in West Side Story, and that was a massive thing for me, kind of pushing me out of my comfort zone and learning that role and actually going on to perform it. And it was kind of then I kind of had this belief in myself that, you know, that I could maybe do a part like this full time one day.
Yeah. It must feel really different actually coming to the theatre every night and knowing you're on.
It's crazy.
Instead of coming in and going, am I on or not?
Who knows? Yeah. Yeah, I still, 2.5 months I think it is, I've been playing Aladdin 4, and I still can't get used to it, genuinely. It's crazy. Yeah. And then the minute it begins to feel normal, like I'm coming to work and I'm going to do my show tonight, there are moments in the show that I go, I can't believe that I'm doing this. When I'm on the carpet, for example, or as soon as I start singing Proud of Your Boy, or when I'm the only person on stage singing this song to all these thousands of people in a West End theatre, I'm like, I'm still pinching myself when I'm up there doing it.
And has it changed since, you say you've been doing it for a couple of months now?
Yeah.
Has the part evolved for you? Or
definitely, yeah. I'm not kind of thinking what line's next and where do I go when I run off stage. Where's one of the wardrobe girls?
Yeah, where's your costume?
Where's my costume? And, you know, I'm very much settled into the show. And yeah, me and Trevor, he plays the genie. Trevor, we were actually discussing on yesterday's show when we've kind of like found something new that we've realised the audience really reacting well to. So yeah, I'm still finding new things with it, but I feel very much settled into it as well.
And we're sitting here, it's August now, so hot and stuffy, but presumably there's quite a lot of kids in the audience because it's summer holidays.
Yes.
Are there more kids, do you think, now, these summer months than...
Actually, to be honest, I haven't noticed a massive difference with kids. We have great matinee performances that we are always a lot of kids in.
Yeah.
But I've got to say, although Aladdin is... one of my favourite kids, one of my favourite films as a kid. It was my generation, I feel, that it was brought out on, and lots of adults now that are my age and if not older, they love coming to watch the show as it has been developed into a musical and very much for an adult audience. It's that kind of nostalgia thing that it brings back mm-hmm. from growing up with the film, coming to hear and listen to all your favourite songs and characters and kind of seeing how they've developed it into a musical in the West End. So yes, it's very great. It's a great show for kids, but it's also not just for the kids, and you'll definitely enjoy it if you are kind of with your mates or with your parents or mm-hmm. you know, other family members. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I was looking at your Instagram account.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, because I can. And now, look, you've got engaged.
I have, yes.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. So, but it doesn't say on your Instagram account who she is, just a picture of a beautiful woman on a beach.
Yeah.
So tell us a bit more about that.
Well, she's called Nicola Coates.
Right.
We met at Lane Theatre Arts 10 years ago.
Oh, did you? Oh,
yeah.
Sweet.
She was the year below me. And yeah, she's now my fiancée.
Cheeky, you picked a younger student.
just a year
younger.
Oh,
that's so sweet. So you've been together all that time?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now you've decided to get engaged.
Well, we got engaged in September last year, and now wedding is going to be in July next year.
Right, that's quite a long engagement.
Yes.
But it's got to be, because you haven't got time to do anything
exactly,
now.
Exactly, yeah. But I've got to say, she's doing very well and being very organised and planning the wedding, and I'm... agreeing with everything that she wants, so yeah. It's kind of going quite
well. Let's hope she doesn't get some major role in between now and then, and
well,
then you'll be. Yeah.
Yeah, she's a performer as well, so who knows?
At the minute, exactly.
She's in the middle of filming a film that's going to be coming out next year, so she's busy at the moment anyway. So
see, anything could happen. In fact, I know people have had sort of celebrations on stage. Somebody got their child christened on the very stage that you're performing on tonight.
When
the choreographer of the original Evita got his child christened on this stage.
Oh,
there we go. There's a bit of gossip for you, which I'm sure you didn't know.
I didn't.
No. Anyway, right. So next July, you're tying the knot. So if you started a family, which if you had any time, you might do, would you encourage your children to go into the theatre?
I would very much encourage them to do, you know, kind of anything that they seem to be interested in. It's a very, very, very tough industry to be in. So I feel as amazing as it is in the same way of it being quite tough. If they genuinely wanted to do it and have a career out of it, then obviously I would be very happy, as Nicola does it as well. But I would want them to also have other interests, because, as I say, it can be quite difficult with. Lots of rejection and in and out of work, and you've got to be very, very strong-minded. And I feel it's got to be a certain type of person. So if they wanted to, of course, yeah, I'd be very happy.
And you talk about other interests. What are your other interests?
At the moment, my other interests are out of the window because I'm... if I'm not on stage running around as Aladdin, I'm chilling out. As I said, come from Sheffield, and I'm very close to my family. And actually, with my sister that I've mentioned as well, we have a school together called the RMC Academy of Theatre Performance.
That we've
opened in Sheffield, yeah. And we have around 100 kids there. So when I get a spare moment in London, I go up to Sheffield and see all the kids.
Oh, they must be so excited to see you, though, because they go, oh, look, it's the star of Aladdin's just popped up
and
into our classroom.
We've actually arranged for them all to come and watch the show in November. So we've got about 120 kids getting on the coach on a Thursday morning in their half term. And they're going to arrive and watch the matinee, and then I'm going to go and see them all in my costume and all that. It's very exciting. Me and Rachel, my sister, when we were kids, you know, we always wanted to do it, and our students obviously aspire to maybe do it themselves as a career. So I do get that me being Aladdin in the West End is very exciting for them all.
Hugely.
So I'm looking forward to
it. And how old are they in the school? They're little ones?
It varies, yeah. So we've got like 3-year-olds right up to our oldest student is 23.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
Yeah.
So they go, they'll be older than you. Soon,
yeah, I feel bad though. I've got to say, on my sister, she's doing all the hard work at the moment with the school.
You're not doing anything. You're swanning about in London.
We set the school up.
Your fancy dressing room.
We set the school up, and then I got the offer to play Aladdin, so I left her to it. And just go back when I can.
Now, we talked about you having understudied lots of roles. What would be, because you're not going to understudy again, we know that now, what would be, apart from Aladdin, which obviously was a dream come true for you, what would you like to move on to next?
Anything that that if anybody wants me, then I'll do it. But
picky.
I've got to say,
be picky. Don't accept anything now. Come on.
For me, it's when I know something so well. So having done West Side Story and understudied Tony. That would be a dream to take on that role full time. That is an amazing show with the most beautiful music, and that I would be very, very happy if I was to play that role full time. I also understudied Fiero in Wicked for a year, and that was also another role that I really enjoyed understudying, and again would be very happy if I played that role. Obviously, I know within Wicked you've got your Alphaba and your Glinda that are the main roles within that show, but I did very much enjoy playing it when I was on, so it's one of them.
You're allowed to say, I mean, obviously Aladdin is your favourite musical, obviously.
Absolutely is.
But would your next one be West Side Story then? Of all musicals ever, would you say West Side Story was your favourite?
I think so at the moment, yeah.
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 It should be, because it's the best musical.
It's amazing.
Really,
yeah.
I think. And lots of people say that, because I always ask them, what's their favourite musical? Yeah. Quite a lot of people say West Side Story. And I go, yes, good.
Yeah.
Good taste.
Yeah.
Well done. Perfect. So you're doing this for... how long are you going to be doing this for?
This particular contract, I think it's till June next year or something like that. So it was a year's
contract. Just before you get married.
Just before I get married. Yeah.
So when you negotiate the next bit, you can give yourself a 2-week break.
Yeah.
So that you can go and get married and have a little honeymoon.
Yes. I've got to say, I always say to my company manager, I want to be Aladdin forever. So my contract is until June next year. But
have there been like 55-year-old Aladdins? There might have been. But you see, you look 12 now, so you will be able to go on and be
That's
Aladdin,
very nice of you to
you'll
say.
You'll be Aladdin for a long time. Well, you look very young. You don't look 12. That would be odd. No, you look about 18 or 19.
No.
Yes, you do.
No.
Look at you. Yes, little boy. A boy figure with little dimples and everything. You do. Anyway, whatever you do... next, and obviously we hope that this runs for as long as possible for you. Thrilled to meet you.
Thank you very
and
much.
And all the very best for the rest of your career, which is just beginning.
Thank you very much.
Was Matthew Croke, currently starring in Aladdin in London's West End. And if you enjoyed that and would like to hear more news about theatre and more interviews with wonderful West End stars, then have a look at magic.co.uk/podcast, and you can listen to the rest of the series.